Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
First, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 22nd of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 29th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter An-Nahl, verse 43.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And we sent not before you except men to whom we revealed our message. So ask the people of the message if you do not know.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, that he has proclaimed, "We are Ahlul Dhikr." Therefore, one must turn to the specialists in the Quranic sciences, namely Ahlul Bayt, for one's inquiry regarding his religious and ideological questions, who are experts in the field of the Quranic knowledge, and not at random turn to whoever has got a superficial knowledge of Islam. As I told you, we're going to speak about crying in a natural act. And of course, crying for Imam al-Hussein. Islam is a religion based on nature. Wailing or weeping is the innate instinct of a human being. A newborn child starts his life crying. Weeping is not prohibited in any religion or creed for the world. Tears are automatically shed when a man is confronted by any physical, mental, or spiritual mishaps, and tears are not only the sign of grief, but also a kind of reimbursement for that grief. Now, in whose grief does a newborn child weep? That's the question, which can be answered by the one who remembered his own weeping when he was born. It is said that when Adam, peace be upon him, was sent to this earth from heaven, He wept on that migration, and hence every child of Adam weeps when he opens his eyes in this world. If this is true, then this reason for wailing certainly supports our point of view that in the grief of a departure, wailing is a natural habit. Wailing or weeping is a natural instinct, hence Allah has also praised this act.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. First of all, it must be indicated that almost all religions, all divine religions, I mean those religions that are supported by divine teachings or divinely inspired teachings, and those religions that have a divine prophet and a divinely dispatched book of guidance or scripture, in all of them, we find that there are some similarities in terms of religious rites. One of them is that, and particularly in the Islamic religion, it's that on sorrowful occasions, true believers or true followers of the Islamic religion express the grief and feel very much distressed. We find that on the occasion of the martyrdom anniversaries of the infallibles, or on the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we feel very much grieved, and very much we sense the sorrowful time and the sorrowful occasion. And this is quite natural. On the other hand, and there are some delightful occasions, I mean, as in the case of all religions, in the case of the Islamic religion, there are also many delightful occasions. Now, we find that in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which is mostly associated with she's feeling sorrow, and she's, I mean, shedding tears, lamentation, and for example, chest beating, and so on. We find that in such cases, these indications or these reflections, this kind of feedback shows that those people who are true believers in this religion, and in this case, in the Islamic religion, they feel very much sorrowful. They feel very much grieved on the occasion and on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
In this part, we're going to speak about the history of philosophy of Aza al-Hussein. That means the morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein. Evolution of Aza. Muslims, and more particularly the Shias, have answered the call of Imam al-Hussein with the unique institution of Aza al-Hussein. With every tear that we shed for him, we pledge to resist the oppression of justice, immorality, inequity, and falsehood. Every time we raise our hands and bring it down on our chest, we are saying, Labbaik, Labbaik, Ya Mawla, to our Imam al-Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. For long, The word Aza Hussein has been exclusively used in connection with the remembrance ceremonies for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein. Aza al-Hussein includes mourning congregations, lamentations, matam, and all such actions which express the emotions of grief, anger, and above all, repulsion against what Yazid stood for. These emotions, however, remain futile and hypocritical unless accompanied by a will to reform both at the individual level and the community level.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, convened the morning gathering for Hussein and wept profusely. In Kamil al-Ziyarat, page 201, we read that gatherings to commemorate Imam al-Hussein were conducted by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, who would weep loudly over the same. Abu Amara said, Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq said to him, O Amara, recite elegy about Hussein. I recite an elegy, and he cried. Then I continued with the elegy, and he cried. By Allah, I kept reciting elegy, and he kept on weeping to the extent that a weeping voice could be heard from the house. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We were talking about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura and reciting it and incorporating it in our personal and spiritual lives. This Ma'rifat bin Nuraniyat is in our traditions. We talked about the tradition of Salman and Abu Dharr when they approached Imam Adi and he told them that this is Dinul Khalis, this is the pure religion. If you understand Imam Adi, if you understand the Imams through light, through Nur, this is pure religion. In another tradition we have from Imam Hadi alayhi salam, that when he became the Imam, it says in this tradition, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he says. We are from God and for surely to God we will return. And they asked him, Faqila lahu wa kayfa araft, how did you know that your father Abu Ja'far, Imam Jawad, passed away? How did you know? He says this in the tradition, Qala la'annahu tadakhalani dhillatun lillah lam akun a'rafuha. I felt humility. I felt a weight, a humility that I did not understand this or feel this before. I felt the weight and the humility of Imamat on me. So this is another proof that there is ma'rifat bin nuraniyat, that you can be able to know the Imams through light, through nur. And inshallah, we will connect to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We will connect to our Imams, inshallah, and develop this nur, because this is Deen al-Khalis, this is the pure religion. And when you know the Ahlul Bayt, you will know God. Bina urifa Allah, through us, God is known.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi aman Allah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.